2. My Grave and I in It. The pilot chosen by Fabian Foreman to bring Thomas More from Earth to Astrobe was named Paul. Paul was 2 meters of walking irony, a long, strong, swift man and short of speech. His voice was much softer than would be expected from his appearance, and had only a slight rough edge to it. What seemed to be a perpetual crooked grin was partly the scar of an old fight. He was a compassionate man with a cruel and crooked face. From his height, his rough red hair and ruddy face, and his glittering eyes, he was sometimes called the Beacon. For a record of irregular doings, classified as criminal, Paul had had his surname and his citizenship taken away from him. Such a person loses all protection and sanction. He is at the mercy of the programmed persons and their killers, and mercy was never programmed into them. The programmed killers are inhibited from killing a human citizen of Astrobe, though often they do so by contrived accident. But an offender who has had his citizenship withdrawn is prey to them. He has to be very smart to survive, and Paul had survived for a year. For that long, he had evaded the remorseless, stiff-gated killers who follow their game relentlessly with their peculiar stride. Paul had lived as a poor man in the barrio and in the 10,000 kilometers of alleys in Cathead. He had been running and hiding for a year, and quite a bit of money had been bet on him. There is always interest in seeing how long these condemned can find a way to live under their peculiar sentence, and Paul had lived with it longer than any of them could remember. And he was ahead of those stiff killers. He had killed a dozen of them in their brushes, and not one of them had ever killed him. An Ansel named Rimrock, an acquaintance of both of them, had got in touch with Paul for Fabian Foreman. And Paul arrived now, remarkably uncowed by his term as fugitive. He arrived quite early in the morning, and he already had an idea from the Ansel of what the mission was.
"You sent for me, Hawkface?" he asked Foreman. "I'm an irregular man. Why should you send me on a mission? Send a qualified citizen pilot and keep yourself clean."
"We want a man capable of irregular doings, Paul," Foreman said. "You've been hunted, and you've become smart. There will be danger. There shouldn't be, since this was decided on by the inner circle of the Masters, but there will be."
"What's in it for me?"
"Nothing. Nothing at all. You've been living in the meanest circumstances on the planet. You are intelligent. You must have seen what is wrong with Astrobe."
"No, I don't know what is wrong with our world, Inner Circle Foreman, nor how to set it right. I know that things are very wrong, and that those who use words to mean their opposites are delighted about the whole thing. You yourself are a great deal in the company of the subverters. I don't trust you a lot, but you are hunted by the killers. You slipped them yesterday by a fox trick that nobody understands, so you enter the legendary of the High Hunted. There must be something right about a man they hate so much."
"We are trying to find a new sort of leader who can slow, even reverse, the breakup, Paul. We've selected a man from the Earth past, Thomas More. We will present him to the people only as the Thomas, or perhaps, to be more fanciful, as the Past Master. You know of him?"
"Yes, I know him as to time and place and reputation."
"Will you go and get him?"
"All right, I'll be back with him in 2 months, Paul said,
and he started to leave the room.
"Wait, you red-headed fool,"
Foreman ordered sharply. "You are a man of intelligence? What sort of oaf have I settled onto here? I haven't briefed you. I haven't given you any details at all yet. How will you—"
"Don't give it a thought, Grand Foreman," Paul said.
He had a crooked, mean grin on his face. How was Foreman to know that the grin was the scar of an old fight, and that Paul's expression could never change much?
"I said I'd do it, Foreman. I'll do it."
"But what will you go in? How?"
"I'll steal your own craft, of course. I nearly stole it once before. I'd rather have it than Kingmaker's Flying Palace. There isn't a finer small craft to be had, and there isn't a man I'd rather steal from than you. And I have to leave in such sudden fashion if I'm to leave alive."
"But I will have to set up contacts for you."
"I know your Earth contacts, and I know those of Cosmos Kingmaker. In fact, I have conned several of them in the past in my record of irregular doings. I'm a competent pilot in both mediums, time and space. I must leave at once, or there will be some leak to it. I'm no good to either of us dead."
"But I will have to get you off Astrobe alive. You're still a marked prey for the programmed killers."
"I'd die of your kindness, Foreman. I'll get off a..."